Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. Murder, hunger, and cold combine against the people of Gaza. Save them, O Muslims, before it's too late. Translated. The rainwaters have flooded thousands of tents housing displaced people in the western area stretching from central Gaza to its south amidst a low-pressure weather storm that has struck the region. The people of Gaza are enduring dire conditions under the brutal genocide being perpetrated by the Jewish entity against them. According to the government media office in Gaza, about 10,000 tents sheltering displaced individuals were flooded and swept away by sea waves due to this weather storm. Statistics indicate that approximately 1.8 million displaced people are crowded into the western areas of the sector, covering no more than 35 square kilometers out of a total 365 square kilometers of the Gaza Strip. They endure the bitterness of displacement, the cold of winter, the collapse of infrastructure, and the inability of municipalities to function due to the lack of resources needed to drain rainwater or manage sewage. This raises fears of disease outbreaks and epidemics due to the overcrowding and scarce resources. According to estimates from UNRWA, around 500,000 people are at risk of flooding due to rainfall and the lack of infrastructure. The rains have exacerbated the suffering of the Gaza people, especially the displaced who live in dilapidated tents that lack the most basic necessities of life. These tents provide no protection from the heat of summer or the cold of winter. Rainwater and sea waves sweep them away, and at best, the inhabitants sleep standing up as the roofs leak rainwater and the ground is submerged. The winds batter the tents from all sides. Gaza's people endure the cold, hunger, and savage massacres. Those not martyred or injured by bullets, bombs, and missiles suffer from famine and malnutrition, with the cold gnawing at their bones. Some have even died from hunger. Women and children who bore the brunt of the massacres and crimes of the brutal Jewish entity also suffered the most from the hunger and cold. What makes hearts ache and eyes weep with blood is that the people of Gaza are subjected to a barbaric genocide over a year now, even as they are part of an Ummah possessing armies, some ranked among the strongest in the Middle East. What then of the Egyptian and Jordanian armies, which are just a stone's throw away and yet do nothing to aid or alleviate their suffering? When will the Islamic Ummah reclaim its decision-making, overthrow the treacherous rulers who bind and conspire against it and the people of Gaza, and protect the Jewish entity, providing it with the means of strength and survival by sending its fuel, clothes, vegetables, and fruits, while offering the people of Gaza mere crumbs that only reach them with Jewish permission? When will it reclaim its wealth and resources looted by colonialists to aid the people of Gaza and all the hungry and poor in its lands? When will it shake off the dust of fear, cowardice, and submission, restore its dignity and pride, and abolish the borders of Syed Pecos to unite under the Raya, banner of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, under the rule of a shield-like imam who protects and fights for it? Help! Help! Support! Support! O Islamic Ummah, before it's too late and regret and loss prevail in this world and the Akhirah, the hereafter. Women's section in the media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.